from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, I've been in a haze today, and I apologize for that. I quit caffeine. I have a horrible headache. I got injured golfing yesterday, even though I wasn't golfing. I was only putting, and I went behind the putting green, and there was a hill, and I slipped down it and fell on my back and punctured my arm, Paul. So I even got injured just putting. So
I might be the only guy in the history of golf that I've ever heard of that got injured putting.
I did. I went to see Sam Deep. Senior, I guess, the older Sam Deep over at Hickory Heights for a quick putting lesson. And he gave me the lesson, and then he went up back into the clubhouse, and a ball went over the side of the green down a hill, and I got injured putting. So between that, the caffeine quitting, I've been in a haze. I'm much clearer now since the Shelty interview and this Diet Coke. And if I were a Pirate fan, I'm already. If I'm a Pirate fan, outraged that Ben Cherington's done nothing to help this offense all season. It's outrageous. And if he does nothing by 6 p.m., then I would be just livid. This team, as you wrote today in the Post-Gazette, this team, I mean, these past 2 days have been phenomenal. They have fight in them. They deserve help. This city deserves something. And Cherington's the guy that needs to get it done. Yes, ultimately falls back on Nutting. Because Nutting needs to say, give him an ultimatum.
Right.
By 6 p.m., you will have done something significant. But still, Cherington's the guy that needs to execute a deal. He should have already. He should have gotten the Kevin Pillars and the Josh Bells of the world in here already. Just collect bats to give Shelton some options off the bench, to give him some depth if people get hurt, to give him better options in his lineup, etc. That didn't happen. He's already failed, Cherington. But he can make up for a lot by getting a big bat in here by the end of the day, or at the very least, a couple of smaller ones. What would you make of Pillar and Josh Bell, as Pony said, could happen? Would you be satisfied with that?
I think, you know, the thing about it is, if Kevin Pillar is going to do what he's doing, but hasn't he basically announced he's going to retire?
Yeah.
And I mean, I think he's a good enough player. Okay, that. Yeah, I mean, I'd be okay with that. I think he bring, you know, but I just worry that, because it seems like his numbers are a little bit higher this year than they probably have been, right?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be satisfied with that. Those are the moves that, like I said, should have happened already this season. Barely any return needed for just a couple of professional hitters. Get a Justin Turner in here or a Kevin Pillar, but you still need a middle-of-the-order bat.
But what I'm saying about Kevin Pillar, and I wanted to pull this up, you know, just to make sure Grizzly Adams doesn't try and fight me about it. I mean, I got it. I already had it up.
I read your mind on that one, Joe. I knew that was coming.
I already had it up.
He did that quicker. That was if that was a Paul pause, it was a minor one.
I already had
it up.
But
still good timing.
That wasn't a pause. I already had it up before I started because I said was, you know, I looked it up because I didn't want Grizzly Adams to get me.
Wait, who's Grizzly Adams?
Isn't that what's his name?
That's the guy that gets mad at Paul for looking things up.
Yeah, he attacked Paul. Attacks, yeah, that's right.
That guy.
Yeah, that guy.
So anyway, Kevin Pillar right now is hitting 50 points higher than normal. His on-base percentage is 57 higher than normal.
Yeah.
His slugging percentage is 88 higher than normal. And his OPS is, 146 or 145 higher than normal. So all I'm trying to say is Kevin Pillar going to have the natural regression in the second half of the season with wearever he goes? That's the only thing I would be.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. But at least it's a professional bat. That's why I wouldn't be satisfied. Pillar and Bell, they do something, but they don't nearly satisfy with this. This dude has one home run since May 28th, Kevin Pillar. One home run since May 28th.
Right.
You know, he'll give you a professional at bat, which is more than I can say for a third of the lineup last night, for half the bench last night. I mean, it's gotten to the point where it's ridiculous and where Ben Cherington should be embarrassed that in game 106, and I know it turned out great for Michael A. Taylor, and I don't mean that sarcastic. That was an awesome moment. Good for him. It was great. And Grandal crushed the ball. Those two guys have been brutally bad offensively this season. And then you have Bay, who got hurt. He's been horrible. He's a borderline major league player. Palacios, borderline major league player. Triolo should probably be in the minors. I mean, what? We're going up and down the lineup with like eight guys who either shouldn't be in the majors right now or shouldn't be anywhere near starting for any team that takes itself seriously.
Right.
I mean, so Cherington's already failed, but man, he could do a lot to make up for that by making a big move between here and 6 p.m.
But my point is, I think, honestly, if it's Bell and Pillar, I mean, they will at least have done something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I would
phrase it as too little, too late.
I would be probably more lukewarm than excited about that, but I would be more excited about that than if they do nothing.
I agree with that. 412-928-9370. 928-9370. Would that be enough? Just a couple of, you know, very, very average veteran bats. That's it. That's the whole thing. Because to me, Paul, you're still coming out next game with a huge hole in the middle of your order. I mean, Rowdy's been hot for a long time, but I need someone as a three or four hitter. You know?
Yeah. I mean, those guys.
And Cruz has been great, and Reynolds has been great.
Those guys are basically, those guys are going to cost a lot of money. That's the problem. Anybody that's that kind of a bat is going to cost a lot of money.
Not Rooker. If he's still available. Well, everybody's available. Like my house isn't for sale right now, but if Paul drove down and dropped me off after the show and said, I'd like to buy your house for $1 million, guess what? My house is suddenly for sale. Everything's for sale. Right. So when people say Rooker and Robert aren't available, yeah, they are. Everybody is, pretty much. Everybody is for the right offer. So I'm still hoping that Ben Cherington can go for broke. It seems to me he's playing the make them blink at the deadline game, which is a dangerous game to play because, like a game show, you can leave with no prize whatsoever if you're playing deal or no deal
right here.
That's the problem with that, you know?
Well, that's the thing. Like I said, I mean, Josh Bell gives you a little bit of power, you know, and I mean, he's had some months where he's gotten extremely hot. Maybe that happens. You catch lightning in a bottle with him. I'm not sure where you play him every single, you know what I mean? Like, to me, the problem with him is he's not a guy you're going to play every day. I would like to see them bring in a bona fide, legitimate, everyday outfielder that's going to add something to this lineup.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I just can't imagine the excitement at the next homestand if you had Vlad Guerrero walk out into the on-deck circle. And like I said, everything and everyone is for sale. And like we've both said a trillion times, you spent all this time gathering prospects in everything you did. You just had three picks of the top 47 in America in right. the draft. You just did that 3 weeks ago.
Right.
And that comes on four other years or five or six other years of doing that practically. Every trade you make, you got high-risk prospects, high-ceiling prospects back. You've spent all this money in Latin America on your academy there to produce players. Every trade you make for a veteran player, every single one in the offseason comes with the little caveat that, they could turn this guy around for a prospect at midseason. That's all you've done for 5 years. So if you need to... prune the prospect tree a little bit, you should be in golden position to do that, unless Ben Cherington has failed on that front and doesn't have enough good ones. But he should by now, to where you can go get a Brent Rooker and use up a top five prospect or even a couple in your top 10 and not even blink.
Well, yeah. And that's the other part of it, Joe, is I'm not sure. Did you see yesterday? It was one of the big names. I don't know. I call them the big names, the national guys, like Morosi or what's the guy, Rosenthal, and one of those guys tweeted out 80% of the prospects that are dealt at the trade deadline do not turn into major league players. Like, they don't pan out.
Yeah. Right.
80%. So that tells me, listen, if I trade my top 20 players, more than likely 16 of them are going to be useless. Like, you know what I mean? I'm really only trading four players that might turn into something. And I'm not saying go out and trade your top 20 players. That's not what I'm saying. My point is, all these people that act like every single one of these has to be protected and scrutinized and everything else.
Vladimir Guerrero, there's a report, I think, today that he wants to make a commitment to the Blue Jays, that after the deadline, he's reportedly made his position and desires known. I'm reading this on SI.com, which, yes, still exists. But Bob Nightingale, our friend from the PM show yesterday, said he wants to stay and is willing to sign a long-term extension to do so. Great. Does that mean that he's going to get what he wants, though? I'm sure they're exchanging numbers. So if he wants to stay and he's willing to sign a long-term extension, but they don't want to pay him what he wants, then he's available. But, and by the way, he's hitting 301 with 18 homers and 62 RBIs. I mean, that would be incredible. And yeah, you'd have to give up a lot. Failing that, there could be other guys available from places like Toronto, Paul.
Yeah.
Now, there's probably a little over a handful of teams that are in definite sell mode.
Right.
But how about the Cubs yesterday? People think that they're in sell mode city limits, and the Cubs go out and get who? Paredes yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah, from Tampa Bay.
Well, and I think the other thing—
They go out and get an infield bat with power.
The thing I would tell you this is another one of the big now, but this is the point in the trade deadline, the week leading up to all of these national guys. Maybe it was Joel Sherman who was actually saying it's an extreme seller's market right now, which means there might not be nearly as many deals that are going to be made as usual. But that usually changes. I mean, you get to about 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock on trade deadline day, and all of a sudden these teams that want to move some of these guys and get some of this payroll off of their books, basically they're willing to do it.
Paredes making only $3.4 million this year with 3 more years of arbitration. So 3 more years of contract control. This dude has hit 67 home runs over the last 2.5 years. Or wherever we are, 2.75 years almost. But now the Cubs have him. And I realize he's also a third baseman. But again, you bring in bats and then you worry about where it all shakes out later. Because you have injuries, you have all kinds of things happening. You worry about that later,
right?
In my opinion. You bring in the bat. He's also played first base. He's played shortstop. Of course, he can play DH. If you have to hide him in right field for a game, I bet you he could do that. He's an infielder who's hit 67 homers and is team controllable and cheap right now.
Right.
So did they make a call? I mean, it's just like, yes, ultimately it's Bob Nutting's responsibility here. And the buck, pun intended, stops there for sure. But that doesn't mean there can't be plenty of blame heaped on Ben Cherington.
Well, here's my frustration. The Phillies made a deal for Austin Hayes. Would you agree that would have helped the Pirates? Would you agree that Austin Hayes would have helped the Pirates?
I'm now silently looking up stats during our radio
show.
Yeah,
no, I mean, he last year started the All-Star game. He's a center fielder,
yeah.
Right? He is the guy that...
Yeah, just about anybody would help the Pirates right now. He's coming off, yes, a very good year.
Right.
Sure, I would have liked him.
All right, okay. The Phillies gave up, and I would say the equivalent of this is what the Phillies gave up to get him. Are you ready?
Yeah.
They gave up the equivalent of, say, someone like Majinski.
Mm-hmm.
You know, reasonably good reliever. Majinski and... Palacios. That's what they gave up, right? Would you say that's fair?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
City Limits, would you say?
Say it again.
That the Phillies gave up the equivalent of, say, like Majinski and Palacios.
In the Hayes trade.
From the Hayes trade.
Yeah, I'd say so.
That's pretty much what they gave up. That's the kind of deal. I don't understand why the Pirates weren't able to go make that kind of deal.
It'd probably be more Chapman than Majinski because Sir Anthony Dominguez is pretty
too.
Established.
And,
but
and,
yeah.
And about 7 other deals just like it. We want you back with us after the break to talk more Pirates and Pittsburgh sports.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For
1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.